Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So behind the scenes on the show, Darris and Ryan have been our producers for many, many years. Of course, Ryan is now a corporate guy, but he's still here with us every day. He still sits in the studio.
Right, so they've hired him to professionally watch us and make sure there are no violations.
Essentially, that's the new gig.
As the corporate
guy. And then
guy, yeah.
Generally, Toby hangs out with us. Ben is in for him today and has been over the last couple of days, which we appreciate, and he's working hard. So we're rolling five deep these days. Before the show, we end up generally laying out our show, having these meetings, some things come up. And Ryan brought something to our attention that he's kind of counting on happening. And we're like, that seems a little bit crazy. I'm not sure if that's going to happen, dude. And he told us that he thinks it is. And we said, well, why don't you pop the question and ask the big question,
so to speak,
on the air? So without further ado, I'd like to bring onto the program Ryan's father, Mr. Mike Clary. Mr. Clary, how are you?
Mr. Clary.
I'm doing well. I'm honored to be on with Joe Gibbs. Same show.
Well, same day, yeah.
That's a good point.
Like in the rundown, it's like, who was on?
Exactly.
Frank Schwab, Joe Gibbs, Mr. Clary.
By the way, you sound exactly like Chris Knocke. Do you know who that is?
Oh, I do? I know Chris Knocke.
Are you serious?
A basketball with him, yeah. Against him or whatever.
Sound exactly like, right now, I'm like, damn it, Ryan, you called the wrong guy.
Like, how did Maryland play the other night, Chris?
Tell me about the Terps game.
It's Zach's laugh, too.
I don't know him that well, but no, yeah, I do know him. He's a big Terps guy. I know that.
I cannot believe how much your dad sounds like.
It's a voice
like
match. It's throwing the segment off for me.
It is unbelievable. All right. So, Ryan, go ahead and tell your dad.
I can tell you the answer is no, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you know what the question is yet?
Uh-oh. Yeah,
I know, but.
What do you think the question is, Dad?
Super Bowl tickets.
Really?
Wow, he's all over it.
Well, okay, since you're jumping the guns here.
Wasn't born yesterday.
Okay.
So can I just say, before, this is great, before Ryan says what he's about to say, Ryan came in here today, Mike, and he's like, if they win on Sunday.
He's puffing his chest out.
I'm going to be at the Super Bowl. And I was like, you are? That is just a maniacal dad laugh. So I said, you
That's
are?
Great.
And he goes, yeah. And I'm not trying to put my hand in anybody's pockets, right? I'm not trying to tell anyone how they're living. But I said, buddy, have you seen how much those tickets cost? And he says to me, and I quote, my dad has always told me and my brother, so Ryan, you go ahead and finish it. What has your dad always told you?
Dad, I sat in those stands at FedEx Field with you growing up because you made me root for this team, and now I am thankful for it.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But when I was a kid, I remember looking up at you. I was watching the Dolphins game with Chad Pennington playing in the playoffs. And I was like, Dad, if we make the Super Bowl someday, can we go? And you're like, yes. And you have said that every single year. If they make the Super Bowl, we're going to go. You've been awfully quiet the last few days. Dad, the Commanders are one game away from the Super Bowl.
We're going to have a Super Bowl party at our house.
So we're not going
to
the Super Bowl.
Can Ryan go to that?
What? Yeah, you can go to that.
He's invited, huh?
With my basset hound, yes. Yes, I mean, we're looking forward to it.
Well, You never know. No, I do know. I do know this because last week... This is not how radio works. I have to talk now. I have to talk.
He's so corporate, Mr. Clary.
Listen, corporate guy, you don't get to boss Mike Clary around because you're on air.
No, I'm upset because last week he spent $45,000 on a new car.
Whoa!
More than that.
More than that.
Yeah, okay. You're just outing it? You're just throwing his business out there?
I know. I threw his business out there.
It was a present for my wife.
Yes, and it was a good present.
Yeah.
But you know what? I love my mom. I think she...
You can drive in that car to Super Bowl.
Exactly.
We'll let you use that. Yeah.
So here's the thing, Dad. Actually, I have a plan for us. Because there is a payment plan of which, if you got 3 tickets, we could do a payment plan monthly that would only cost us $1,500 over the next few years. But every single month, you have to pay $1,500 just as if you're paying rent. And we could go to the Super Bowl.
And the house is probably paid off.
House,
so he could just. We've owned it for a while.
I went to the funeral the other day of a friend, and a buddy of mine said he always showed me the back way to get in for free. So he's no longer with us. So I don't know how to. $6,500 is the average ticket. So
yeah, well, I'm looking at $5,400 right now.
$5,400.
Meet me at the gate. Meet me at the gate.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance, all right.
Mr. Clary, how about him coming in, and he was so confident.
He was so sure.
He was like, I'm going to the game, I think. And I'm like...
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I let him run with it because, I mean, I didn't think they were going to beat Detroit. But I like their chances this weekend. I mean, hey, I like their chances. So Eckler's going to run them... Go wild, I think.
So what's the percentage chance out of 100 that Clary is sitting at the Superdome in New Orleans watching the Super Bowl with his dad?
What Clary? That's the key.
Our colleague.
Hey, you know what, to be honest with you, I got a chance I might be there. But
no way.
Would you do that? Would you take? Would you go and not take Ryan?
I'm kidding. yeah, but I'm not going to get a ticket, so I'm okay. No, I'm not. No, I'd never do that. You know, I would never do that. No.
Well, here's the thing about my dad. Back in the day, he had Super Bowl tickets from his company to the Bills game, the Bills Redskins game at the time. And my dad
convinced me to sell them.
No, he sold them.
I got them bought. My boss bought them from me because he didn't want me to go away.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, well.
I wonder what that was.
I was a beer wholesaler. So, you know, that was a big time for us, Super Bowl time.
Oh, I can imagine. So. Well, before we let you go, I should also point out, so Ryan calls, you didn't know why you were coming on, although it sounds like you connected some dots pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Figured it out.
But Ryan calls.
I kind of figured it out there. Yeah.
So he calls up his pops, and he goes, hey, can you come on the show at 4:45? His dad's like, I guess so. And he's like, all right, well, we'll talk to you then. And then his dad's saying something, and I hear as he's walking out of the studio, Ryan goes, all right, Dad, we got to go. He called you. And now he's rushing you off the phone.
You believe that?
Well, your kids are young, right?
Yeah, you'll learn. Our oldest is 5.
Yeah, you'll learn.
So, but you're like, oh, sorry for taking up your time.
You started taking up too much of your time.
He called you, and now he's telling you you're keeping me too long.
Yep. I love my dad, and my dad said to me, it was a Super Bowl. Actually, it was in Minnesota. And he's like, why would you want to go there? And, you know, I took it. I was like 23 or 24 or whatever. And I sold them, but I sold them for a good number. So it was worth it. It was worth it.
Enough to buy a new car years later.
All right. So Ryan did not know that we, on the back channel, we had actually set this already up with his dad. So go ahead and tell him the big news, Mr. Clary.
You're not going to the Super Bowl.
For a second, I think Ryan was like, oh, my God, am
so
I
big.
Going? Oh, my God. His eyes were the size of pumpkins.
He thought he was going.
You got me a little bit. You did get me.
You were a little bit sized.
A little bit.
Your heart started pounding a little bit. You're like, oh, my God, this is it. It's happening.
Grab a bag of Doritos and sit next to my basset hound. You're on fun.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Clary.
Take care, guys.
Be good. There's Enjoy. Mr. Clary. Joining us on Grant and Danny.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.